I like the school.
So how long have you lived in Coldingstone?
Well, I've been back up here for 2 years, but I've lived in Coldingstone for about 25 years.
And can I ask, what's your favourite thing about the area?
Just like the area. They actually moved me down to Westbourne for a year, and I didn't like it, because I actually moved into Coldingstone Park when I first moved up, and then we moved over at the drive, and then they moved us down to Westbourne for a year, and I ended up getting an exchange with the women who stayed in here. I just, all my friends are up here, eh? Friends, I've got my friends across the road, I've got my daughter across the road, and all the neighbours.
Was there a different feel between sort of Westbourne?
I just felt trapped. The house was nice, it was just that your kitchen was to the front, and your living room was to the back. And my granddaughter, I look after my granddaughter, and she's special needs, so everybody knew her up here. You know, she used to sit at the window and watch everybody go by, and everybody waved to her down there. It was just, Kevin kind of just never knew anybody. And so I was glad when I got moved back up here again.
So do you think there's a real community feeling up here?
Oh, aye. Always has been. Mm-hmm. Got the community centre and that. And Jamie Lee, she goes to the clubs at the community centre. Got the cafe over there. She pop in any time. Probably knock on anybody's door and ask for help if you need it. They're really quite good.
Both in any sort of groups or events in the area?
Well, I'm on the management committee at the community centre. If there's any sort of things going that I like, I'll go to them. Twice I've done the computer course. They do arts and crafts, but I'm not an arts and crafts person. I just didn't like it at all. I usually go, but I sort of moan. I'm more like a two-year-old. Oh, I can't do that. Women's Day, we never had it this year, right enough, but get involved with things. We usually get somebody in to cook, and we get massages, and we get nails done. Somebody comes in and maybe does our nails, and just all different information going about all day. But as I say, it didn't happen this year because the roof's leaking, and we were just a bit scared if it was raining, we would all get soaked. On the management committee, we just sort of decide what's going to go on in the community centre and try and raise money for the kids' Christmas parties and Halloween parties and things like that. We usually sometimes do discos, and we usually maybe do one for Bots Relief or Red Nose Day, and then we do an Halloween one, we do the Christmas ones. Oh, I'm actually proud of them. Well, I didn't really get right involved, as I say, but I help with we do a summer play scheme, and we do like a fun day. So I usually help on the trombola, so I like doing that, eh? It's okay as long as they don't mix up the numbers like they usually did, they did last year, but we do that and usually help out with the wee things that they do, like picking up the fish and get wee sweeties for us and that.
How has the area changed?
It definitely has changed, I mean, because when we moved up here, this was all sort of like 8 in a block, and obviously the decanted us, and the bulk of the houses like this, eh? I think it's changed for that. I like the houses like this. Well, I'm lucky, I've got mine back in front garden, eh? So they're a lot better. I feel they're a lot better than 8 in a block, you know. The back's all decking. My husband and his friend helped us to do that because it was really like a swamp, yeah, so we had to do something else. The kid couldn't go out in the wee and couldn't go out in the back garden and that, eh? We've had a couple of barbecues out there, and once the weather's coming in, we're out there all the time. Me and granddaughter, eh? Got the big trampoline out there and things like that for us, so she loves being out there. Apart from that, I just sit outside in it, and when this is nice weather, when I can get peace when she's at school. Oh, I just say that it's a nice place to live. We've all had our ups and downs. We've all probably argued with one another, but you know, as I say, there's so many people that you can go to. They're all quite old neighbours now as well, and I've known them since I moved up here as well. And as I say, my friend across the road, my daughter. My daughter's pal is just sort of round the corner. Been here a long time.